Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
About one third empty at tip off because it wasn't just 6 o'clock tip and it's hard to get through the city on a work day and get there and right. All of that. But also, it's not a 6:10 start. It's not a 6:15 start. It was right at 6. The sun was still out when the game was over.
And fortunately, our next guest and, well, his team, they were ready at 6 o'clock, Mark.
They were ready. Let's bring him in right now, assistant for the Warriors, Bruce Frazier. Q is on with us after a very satisfying game one. Good morning, Bruce. What's up?
What's up, guys? Good morning.
How you doing, man? That was pretty satisfying. I know that we overrate each game as fans. It's something that you guys as teams, I think, do really well, as you sort of stay in the moment and realize there's no momentum or no carryover. But I think you got to understand, from a fan standpoint, it looked like there's some matchups that look pretty good in this series. What was your takeaway from what you saw last night?
Well, I mean, we obviously had a really good start for us and a great win, and I felt like our defense was really good. I know that's been talked about. I feel like we could have been better offensively, so in a good way, we have a lot of room for improvement. So the takeaway is, you know, simply great start, great first game for us. You just mentioned this, but there'll be adjustments, you know, on both sides. And it's still a long series, long way to go, but a promising start for sure.
Strength in numbers often refers to a deep bench and maybe offensive firepower, but last night it felt like it was a defensive mindset. Andrew Wiggins, terrific on Luka Doncic, but also the help defense to give he and Kevon Looney some assistance when Luka got by him. How proud are you of just the overall defensive effort on Luka last night?
We did a really good job, you know, on him. He's a really good player too. So, you know, he's going to come with more force, and they'll make some adjustments to try and counter what we did. But I thought our game plan going in was really good, and I thought the focus level of everyone was really in sync, kind of to not only guard Luka but kind of guard the Mavericks in general. So that's a positive. You know, we're going to have to be better, and we'll make some adjustments with that too. But Wiggs was incredible. He was very focused. You could feel his force right away. And when he plays like that, it's been true all season. When he brings that kind of level of intensity and focus, we're much better as a team.
Q, I'm glad both of you guys brought up Andrew Wiggins, because it's something we're going to talk about throughout the morning here. What can you tell people about Andrew that they may not know? Because, look, it's one thing. Players have good nights. They have bad nights. But there have been broad stroke brushes about Andrew Wiggins. He doesn't care. He coasts. He doesn't like basketball. All of these things that people have said through the years about him. What's your response to that now, having coached him?
Yeah, I didn't know you were going to kind of feed those things. But those are the two things that I would say you don't know about him. Because he's got a quiet demeanor, but he's more competitive than you'd think. You know, it's hard to play at this level, honestly, if you're not you don't have a competitive spirit. I think the knock on him is he's always been so talented that you know, he just kind of is successful on his talent. But what you don't see in him is a kind of an internal fire that you know, burns, and he's competitive. He wants to win, and then I think it matters. That's the other thing that people take for granted is, like, you know, Wiggs just doesn't care. But the reality is this is a caring person who it really matters to. So, you know, that's what I'd say about him. And then he's a very good basketball player. He's skilled, and, you know, he's been very helpful. I think the one thing that's helped him here is we have a really good culture where, you know, all his, you know, things that people spoke on in the past have come around here. So he's been a great addition. I think he's picked up his defensive intensity, and that's really helped us.
How much has Kevon Looney, and I don't want to say picking up his offensive abilities because he's always had them, but it feels more like he's getting more opportunities to score now. How critical was that, especially last night, his early offense when Clay and Steph were a little bit slower to warm into the offensive flow?
Yeah, he's been great. You know, he does all the little things that you don't really see on the stat sheet. So I'd say that's his real value, where, you know, he's now rebounding better and he's making the right plays and he gets guys open. But he's always had the ability to score a little bit. And the way teams are guarding us in the playoffs with some of the adjustments they're making, it's opened up him for more opportunity. But he's always sort of been our unsung hero. He's always been highly valued within the organization, and I think he's finally getting, you know, due credit as to how good of a basketball player he really is.
Bruce, it's an interesting little quirk of getting to the conference finals that the games start a little bit earlier. Being there last night, it was interesting to watch Draymond in the first quarter almost look like he was imploring the crowd to get going. We get it. It's hard to get from work to wherever you're going to be to get into your seat. But that arena was not at its norm to start the game. And we were talking about it throughout the day yesterday. That only goes so far. I wonder if you could give the team perspective on what it means for the fans to sort of be at the ready and at their full energy to start the game.
Yeah, I mean, our game six here was incredible with the you know, kind of the noise, and you could feel the intensity of the crowd right away. I didn't feel that last night, but I hate knocking our fans because, you know, we have incredible fans, probably the best in the league. Someone mentioned to me that they didn't think it was, you know, full or as intense to start. I didn't know if that was because it was the first game of the series or, you know, it was just people getting there late, but it was an earlier game. So what I would say is that, you know, our crowd is extremely valuable to us for our own energy. They bring us energy. And so, you know, the louder, the more intense, the better for us when we're at home. And, that's going to happen. You know, maybe people, you know, the traffic in the city can get heavy and the bridges and wherever you're coming from. So I'm not worried about it, but they are very, you know, our crowd is very, very helpful, and we need them in these games.
And the crowd needs to make that adjustment with a 6 o'clock tip on Friday. And, you know, the crowd maybe didn't win by 25. You guys won by 25. But when you look at it morning after, what are some of the quick things that you look at where you think you need to be a little bit better going into game two?
We have to continue our defensive intensity. They'll make some adjustments. I think, you know, we started to move the ball a little more, but we early on took some tough shots. Maybe that was, you know, a case of being off a few days, but I think we just were in a little bit of a rush. So we're going to have to execute better. They're going to change some of their defensive schemes, and then we'll have to continue to shoot it well. And we will, you know, they got some open looks, as you saw, so we'll have to try and take away some of their opportunities. But, you know, this comes down to, you know, for us, a level of focus, a level of force that we play with in our intensity, and that's going to have to even be better in the second game.
Q, I'm curious what your answer to this would be. Once we flipped the calendar to January, and I understand all the health aspects of it, right? There was Clay coming back, Draymond gets hurt, Steph gets hurt. But in your mind, This team, when the playoffs started, suddenly looked like a different animal than it had been for the previous 3 months. Why?
Well, you know, the immediate answer would be that we were finally all healthy. So we had all our pieces back, and opponents were able to scheme defensively against us without, you know, our entire lineup, because we lacked shooting in places and the ability to score, so they could trap stuff more and they could kind of key on certain players. Once we got everyone back, it was harder for defenses to do that. I would say that's one. Two, we knew that, you know, we were going to have to grow kind of in these playoffs, and we talked about that right away, that this was going to be kind of a growing process, but a plight that we could trend upward in if we started to connect. But one thing that we had that really helped us too was our past experience and our veterans, and they've all played together: Clay, Steph, Draymond, Wiggs, and Loon and Andre, and then Wiggs a little bit. But you know, Loon's been here a long time. Andre, Steph, Clay, and Draymond. So to have that kind of experience and consistency and kind of foundation really helped with the others to be able to kind of get in line and grow. So I would say that this has been kind of an upward trending growth for us, and we've really started to play well. But as you know, as these series go, the opponent gets tougher. So we're going to have to continue kind of that growth and also continue to have performances from our players.
And the growth of Jordan Poole has been something that many fans have latched onto over the course of the last 3 or 4 months. How impressed were you by just how aggressive and how comfortable he looked last night going to the hoop?
He was great. I mean, he obviously is really fast out there, and he brings us an incredible score too. And he's grown with his poise and his ability to read defenses and kind of move the ball. So he's tough to guard, and especially when we're small with shooters around, he brings us another element of, you know, production offensively. And he's gotten better defensively too, so he's an important, very important piece for us, and he's been great in these playoffs.
Bruce, wonderful to have you after game one. Off to a great start. Thanks so much for jumping in with us.
Yep. See you guys.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.